In today's episode of the Trading Coach Podcast, we're going to talk about the power of having peace of mind while trading. Not just peace of mind and keeping your trading and keeping your personal life, but peace of mind when you're actively on the chart. That way, a single losing trade doesn't turn into a string of devastating mistakes. To have reference for peace of mind. So if you're looking for a trade in this situation, it's very similar to like having overlapping levels of structure. And, you know, let's say you have to put a stop loss on and your stop loss isn't above the quote unquote major level of structure. It's great for peace of mind just to be like, hey, I know my stop loss isn't above the major level of structure. So there is a chance that this thing could run up and take me out. And if that happens, it's okay. And that's so important as a trader because most of our trading mistakes don't come from the initial trade. They come from like the aftermath of the trade. So let me ask you this, right? In most cases, has a single loss ever killed a trader? I'm sure in some cases I've heard war stories of traders doing really dumb stuff, not putting stops on stuff like that. Maybe it has. But in most cases, will a single loss wreck your trading year, your trading month, right? Probably not. If it does, you got some major problems going on, right? So a single loss isn't going to disturb you, but it's the aftermath of that loss that can cause major damage. What I mean by the aftermath is this. You take a loss, which is a normal loss, right? But all of a sudden, you get frustrated by the loss because, again, you don't have that peace of mind of understanding that, hey, my stop loss was at a dangerous level. There's a probably greater chance than normal that it could be hit, and I need to be okay with that. But instead of having that knowledge, you're just upset, you're angry. And then that anger carries over into your next trade. And your next trade, you try to get revenge, so you enter sooner than you're supposed to, or you know, maybe you move stops back because you're fearful of getting stopped out again. And then that's when you start making the mistakes that really kill your trading. Again, it's usually on an initial trade, you'll do what you're supposed to do. But then once you get frustrated, once you get angry, then on that next trade, you try to do something different. Doing something different leads to kind of an even bigger type of pain. And then that kind of spirals forward from there, where now you're in a hole, right? So you had a normal loss on trade one. And then on trade two, you did something you weren't supposed to. And now you dug yourself into a hole. And then now you got to get yourself out of the hole, right? So you do even more mistakes to try to dig yourself out of a hole. And it's like one of those deals where, I don't know if this is true or not, but movies growing up has taught me that if you ever get stuck in quicksand, the worst thing you can do is try to like panic and fight out of it. I don't know if you guys have ever been in quicksand or if this is even true or not. Cartoons taught me this, like Indiana Jones movies taught me this. As I get older, I find out that I was lied to from a lot of stuff that I thought was real growing up. Like the sky is blue because it's the reflection of the ocean. Dad, right? But saying like, let's pretend that this quicksand thing is true. It's one of those same thing where you get stuck in quicksand. They say not the struggle, not the panic, because the more you panic and struggle, the deeper you will sink. It's one of those situations where Greg says, if it's on TV, it's probably true. Yeah, you know, that's what, yeah. You know, Greg, back then, we didn't have all the lies of the internet. Now I question everything because the internet lies. But back then, everything on TV had to be true, right? They wouldn't allow it if it wasn't true. Yeah. But yeah, like quicksand, you try to fight your way out of it, you end up making those mistakes. So you can't carry those things with you. You know, this goes from a bigger perspective in trading as well. With your livelihood, right? Trading is, it's a really tough balance to balance trading with your life. And, you know, I always tell you this story. I was not a horrible person. Like I didn't do bad stuff, but like in relative to what I am today, I was a pretty bad person when I was learning how to trade. Cause I told you guys my story. I was investing like 12 hours minimum a day learning how to trade, and I started ignoring all the other aspects of my life. Like I started ignoring my friends, I started ignoring my family, I started ignoring my girlfriend at the time. Like I was fully locked in on trading. That's kind of how I am. I get locked in. And Jason Greystone is the same way, which is why we connect pretty well. And I was taking the frustrations of my trading home with me. And I remember this change when I read a book. It's an underrated book. It is called The Winning Edge. There's four parts of it. I've only been able to find two parts. It's a very hard book to get. But in part, let me check real quick. Is it part one or part four? Part four is called Traders and Investors Greater Successes. Nope. Part one, if you guys can still hear me, The Winning Edge, big old white book. Part one is called The Winning Edge, How to Use Your Personal Psychological Power to Succeed in Trading and Investing by Jake Bernstein and Adrian Lauris Togherer. Can't pronounce it right, I apologize. But one of the greatest lessons I heard, or I learned in that book, which kind of changed me for the better, was it was telling a story of a trader that struggled, and I'm struggling at the time. And what the trader was doing was he was taking his personal struggles home, where he'd have a rough day in the market. He'd come home, and then like me, he'd be like depressed and mad and upset, and he would carry that anger to his family. But then it got worse. Then he started like really treating his wife, really treating his kids bad because he was angry about his trading day and couldn't find that disconnect. And then one day, he had a really bad trading day, and he came home and his wife and his kids weren't there, and they had left him. And that was a big kind of changing point for me, because remember, I want to be a full-time trader so I can have freedom of time, so I can have the ability to kind of provide financially for my future wife and family, and then I can have the freedom of time to kind of do what I want when I want with them. So my whole thing of trading, like I love trading, don't get me wrong, but my whole thing was to do it for my family. And it scared me because I saw myself going down this path where the thing that I was doing to provide my family the perfect life was going to be the same thing that ultimately destroyed my family. Right? Sounds like a Marvel script, right? And that was my big changing point. So it's important to kind of reset, leave stuff. Something I always have done after a trade. I don't do it anymore, but I used to do after a trade, win or lose, because you can have the same issues winning, greed. I would play a song or two, and I would dance around, air guitar, jump up and down. When the song was over, I had to move on to the next trade. Whether it's a winning trade or a losing trade, I had to disconnect, right? Short goldfish memory, disconnect from the previous trade, focus on the new one. And that's how you limit kind of those big mistakes. Because again, you can look through your history and you'll see that no single trade, right? Especially if you're following your rules and sticking to your risk parameter. If you're risking 1% per trade, you're not going to blow an account on one trade. It's impossible. But when that one trade leads to mistakes on future trades, that's where things get kind of iffy, and that's where you can do some really major damage to your trading account. So you want to be very careful with that. So having that mindset of knowing and having comfort with the level of your stop or the level of your targets or the type of trade it is, grade A, grade B, is very important to like at least having that peace of mind. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. This clip was taken from one of our live room sessions. If you ever want to join us for a live room, we have both a London session and a New York session. We run them 3 times a week, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Head over to www.tier1trading.com. They are part of your 14-day risk-free trial membership, along with some courses, along with some training, along with some software, and along with access to what I consider to be the greatest network of traders out there. So www.tier1trading.com, risk-free trial membership, no auto bill, no sneaky stuff, just 14 days on the platform, and that's it.